There's a struggle brewing in southwest Florida over abortion, contraceptives, and a new town being built around a Catholic university. Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza, is bankrolling the project. A devout Catholic, Monahan wants the community to exemplify his strict conservative values. Amy Tardiff of member station WGCU in Fort Myers has this report.
Tom Monahan is building a European-inspired dream on what were tomato fields east of Naples, Florida. A 100-foot-tall cathedral and what planners call the largest crucifix in the nation will greet people as they enter the new town of Ave Maria and the university of the same name. At last month's groundbreaking, Monahan spelled out his vision.
We were able to build a town that would be conducive to family living and a safe town and a wholesome town.
Ave Maria is the first Roman Catholic university to be built in the United States in 40 years. Florida Governor Jeb Bush stood by Monahan's side and touted plans for affordable housing and a walkable community.
These are the kinds of projects that we have really provided incentives for and encouraged people to do. And so I think it'll be a model for sustainable living, not just for Florida, but for the country.
Others worry about Ave Maria and Monahan's definition of a wholesome town conducive to family living. He's personally footing most of the construction costs. He'll have oversight over the commercial real estate. And he's asking his developer partner to favor drugstores which agree not to carry contraceptives. Ave Maria project manager and developer Blake Gable says it's a request, not a requirement.
We haven't restricted the sale of contraceptives, but we've asked that the retailers, in deference to the university and what they're trying to accomplish, you know, consider refraining from selling contraceptives.
Contraceptives may also be an issue when the Naples Community Hospital builds a clinic in the town. It's been asked not to give contraceptives to students or make abortion referrals. The head of the local Planned Parenthood, Char Wendell, says that's unfair.
The majority of Americans use birth control. And to make it difficult for people in that community to get birth control is putting an undue burden on people controlling their own reproductive health.
Wendell doesn't have to look beyond her office window to see what may be coming. Ave Maria students have protested, prayed, and handed out literature at her Planned Parenthood chapter since a temporary university campus opened a year ago. On a recent Thursday night, a half-dozen students kneeled on the sidewalk, clutched rosaries, and sang quietly. 18-year-old Brendan Ford of San Francisco led the group.
I think that the condoms are not helpful at all, and so any encouragement to using condoms, using any sort of contraception, is bad, and we shouldn't encourage that.
The American Civil Liberties Union is paying close attention to the developments at Ave Maria. The Florida director of the ACLU, Howard Simon, has been visiting Naples to set up a local chapter to monitor the situation. Simon says he fears Monahan may not stop with contraceptives.
I think it's rather naive to think that this first request that pharmacies not sell birth control pills will become the last request, and that these requests themselves will not turn into eventually legal requirements. And therein lies the problem.
Simon says religious organizations cannot exercise governmental power. But Ave Maria University President Nick Healy is trying to ease concerns. He says it may be Tom Monahan's vision to have a devout Catholic town with no pornography, no contraceptives, and no abortions. But this vision won't necessarily become a reality.
Tom Monahan speaks very candidly from the heart, and he often expresses his hopes and aspirations, which are not always something that can be accomplished when you're in a major real estate development with partners who have to be concerned about commercial realities and legal realities and so forth.
Ave Maria will be ready for residents to move in next spring, with the campus opening that fall. The first condominium units went up for sale last week. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers, Florida.